Welcome to day 215. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Hey, and we're continuing to discuss the transference of flavor between Truma and Chulin. Says the Mishnah, Tiltan, fenugreek, a type of plant, shenafla lasoch habor shel yayin, that falls into a pit full of wine, Chulin wine. Now, but Truma over Meiser Sheni, if that fenugreek was either Truma or Meiser Sheni, then im yesh bazera kedei litein tam, then if there's enough in the seeds themselves, only the seeds of the fenugreek plant, to transfer the flavor, to give the flavor of the fenugreek into the wine, then you'd have to treat all of the wine like truma, because we learned that previously. When something that's truma falls into something that's chulin, if there's enough of the truma to transfer the flavor, to inject the truma flavor into the chulin, and it's detectable in the chulin, then the chulin needs to be treated like truma. So in this case, the same is true. If there's enough in the fenugreek seeds to transfer the flavor of the fenugreek into the wine, then the wine needs to be treated like truma. But, says the Mishnah, of a low ba'et, but we do not consider, we do not take into account the eight, the stalk of the fenugreek. You see, the fenugreek stalk and the seeds have the same flavor. It's identical, except that the stalk is not edible. When it comes to truma, only that which is edible can be truma, is susceptible to the halachas of truma. So when the fenugreek falls in, you might taste the wine afterwards and say, well, it tastes like fenugreek. But you were considering the fact that the entire stalk fell in. But that's not what's considered in this cheshbon. Only the seeds themselves are considered truma, and therefore only the seeds would contribute to making the wine considered truma. So even though all of the wine tastes like fenugreek, maybe that's not enough to treat the wine like truma, because only a small part of that which fell in is actually considered truma, only the seeds. So what would you have to do? You'd have to figure out how many seeds, only seeds, would have to fall into this amount of wine in order to transfer the flavor, and then figure out whether that amount of seeds actually fell in. But you could basically subtract the stalk itself. That's not part of the cheshbon. So even if it tastes like fenugreek, that might not be enough. You'd have to have enough seeds of fenugreek only, because that's the part that's susceptible to truma. Continues the Mishnah, Bashvis of Ikilai Karen, the Hektish. But when it comes to the halachas of Shemitah, a fenugreek that came from the Shemitah year, or Kila'i Karen, which is a fenugreek that was illicitly planted and mixed with other plants, that's not allowed, the Hektish, or fenugreek that was dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, in all of those cases, the entirety of the fenugreek plant has the status of whatever we're talking about. So when it comes to Shviz, the entirety of the fenugreek, even the part that's not edible, has the halachas of Shemitah. And when it comes to Kilai Karim, the entire fenugreek stalk is usur, is prohibited if you planted it illicitly. And when it comes to Hektish, something that was dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, the entirety of the fenugreek is considered dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, the stalk and the seeds. So, im yesh bazera uva eitz kedei litein tam. So if the fenugreek that fell into that wine gave flavor, what we would consider is not just the seeds, we consider the seeds and the stalk, because both of those are relevant when it comes to those specific halachos, Shviz, Kilayim, and Hektish. So when it comes to Truma, Maaser Sheni, we only consider the flavor of the seeds, because only those are susceptible to Maaser Sheni and Truma. But when it comes to Shviz and Kilayim, Karam, and Hektish, the stalk and the seeds have that status, and therefore both would contribute to injecting that flavor into the wine. Says Mishnah Vav, Mi shehayu lo chavilei tiltan shekilayim karam. If a person has, we're continuing on the same topic, if a person has bundles of fenugreek that were planted illegally next to a vineyard, which is not allowed. We learned all about this in Maseches Kilayim. And therefore, the fenugreek is usur, it's prohibited. Yidaleku, you would light all of it on fire, meaning you'd burn all of it. You're not allowed to get any benefit from it. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is that that includes both the seeds and the stalks. You'd have to burn the stalks as well, because, as we saw in the last Mishnah, when it comes to kilayim, both the seeds, the edible part, and the inedible part are considered prohibited. So too, in this case, you'd have to burn the entirety of the fenugreek bundles, even the stalks, because those are prohibited when it comes to kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Hayilo chavilei tilton shel tevel. If you had bundles of fenugreek that were tevel, meaning the tithes were not separated from it yet, kotesh umechashev kamazer yeshbam. So we said before that when it comes to separating truma, only the seeds matter. So what do? You have these bundles of fenugreek that have the stalk and the seeds. So how do you separate truma? Only the seeds matter. So what do? Kotesh, you crush it up, meaning you try to separate the seeds from the stalks, and then umechashev kamazer yeshbam. Then you figure out, okay, how many seeds? How, just the seeds, forget the stalks. Once you separate the two, you're able to figure out how many seeds are there. Umafrish says, Zerad, you separate truma just from the seeds themselves, 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, we can assume right now 1/50th, 2%, just from the seeds themselves. The Anut Sarak Lahafrish says, Eitz, you don't have to worry at all about the stalks. The stalks are not considered, are not susceptible to truma, are not chayiv in truma, obligated in truma, you can ignore those. So you separate the seeds and you simply separate truma from the seeds themselves. But what if you didn't follow that procedure? Let's say you did something wrong. You said, Im Hifrish, if you separate said right from the beginning, you had these stalks of fenugreek, and while they were just stalks, you separated 2%, meaning you didn't first separate the seeds. You just separated the stalks themselves, 2% of all of the fenugreek you said is truma. Lo yomar, you should not say at that point, ech tosh ve'etel sa'etz ve'etel esazera. I'm going to, now you have this 2% that's already, you already separated as truma. You shouldn't say, okay, I'm now going to crush that 2%, the part that I already separated as truma. I'm going to separate the seeds. I'm going to give the seeds to the kohen, and then I'm going to keep the stalks for myself, because after all, only the seeds are truma. You can't do that. Why? Because you already separated this amount and said, this is truma. Once you did that, then you have to treat even the stalks, the entirety of that which you separated is truma, as truma. You can't then just separate the seeds. Says the Mishnah, Ella no sein ha'etz im hazera. You have to give both the eitz, the stalk, and the zera to the kohen. The truth is, from a halachic perspective, the stalks will never be considered truma. The kohen doesn't have to treat it with kedushas truma because the stalks, but it's a knas, it's a penalty, because you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have separated to truma. It's not really a penalty so much. It's almost like if you are declaring something to be truma, you have to take that very seriously. So you give the entirety of that to the kohen. The kohen won't have to treat the stalks for kedushas truma, but will still you still have to give it to the kohen because you were a co-raised. Shame, you said this is all truma, and therefore you have to treat it with that kedusha. That is Mishnah Vav. We'll continue the Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.